always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. On social media, Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas declared he and Secretary of State Blinken had a very productive meeting with Mexico's president on migrants coming through on their way to the U.S. border. In this country, senators resumed negotiations on border policy changes tied to military funding for Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific.
The bipartisan negotiations taking place over video conference are centered on ways to implement new curbs on asylum claims. They're not expected to result in an agreement until Congress returns to Washington after the new year.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. He was an heir to the Kohl's department and grocery store chain who went on to become owner of the NBA's Milwaukee Bucks and then U.S. Senator from Wisconsin. Herb Kohl died after what his charitable organization said was a brief illness. Herb Kohl was 88. After years of controversy, crews in Jacksonville, Florida on Wednesday removed the tribute to the Women of the Southern Confederacy monument from Springfield Park, where it's been since 1915. This is ABC News. The New York Times declaring legal war on artificial intelligence player OpenAI.
The New York Times says millions of its articles were used to train OpenAI's programs, like ChatGPT. Programs, it says, which now compete with the paper as a news source. The Times argues that's unlawful and it's seeking billions in damages. ChatGPT debuted more than a year ago and can produce human-sounding writing by drawing on vast stores of training data, which includes news articles. Earlier this year, several groups of authors sued OpenAI for using their writing in training data. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
His son reports the death this week of Russell Hamler, reputed to be the last member of the famed World War II American jungle fighting unit known as Merrill's Marauders. They spent months behind Japanese lines in Burma on a secret mission fighting hunger and disease between firefights. Russell Hamler was 99. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We may soon know the fate of a Universities of Wisconsin chancellor after the Board of Regents met in closed session Wednesday night. They met to discuss the potential discipline or termination of a university chancellor, though they did not say which chancellor they were looking at. La Crosse's Joe Gow and Whitewater's Beverly Copper were the last chancellors to be sanctioned by the Board of Regents. They were denied pay raises in 2018. The 7 days of Kwanzaa are underway. Nichelle Hayes says the African-American celebration includes readings, artistic performances, and food.
And it's not so much about commercial gifts as coming together, reflection, learning, understanding, and community.
Kwanzaa was first celebrated in the 1960s in response to racial and economic unrest. I'm Nate Wuggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Packers suspend Ja Money.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers suspend defensive back Jair Alexander for one game after he trotted out to the coin toss before the Packers kickoff against the Carolina Panthers, nearly disrupting the process. Defensive back Eric Stokes.
You can see when he went out there and all that stuff, I was sitting down on the sideline. Right then, when I looked up, he was out there. So it was too much more. It wasn't no more to say.
Packers GM Brian Gutekunst announcing Alexander moved to the reserve suspended list. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, that's something that we made together, and it's unfortunate that, you know, we're at that juncture and felt like it was in the best interest long term.
LaFleur on the decision to suspend Alexander before Sunday night's game against the Vikings. What is Jair like in the locker room? I asked Eric Stokes.
As a teammate, he's a great guy, man. Like, he's a guy that you'll go to battle with, who you'll go to war with, because you know for a fact at the end of the day, like, he's giving his all. So, like, no matter what, like, I love a guy like that.
That's Packers defensive back Eric Stokes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies to stick with us here the overnight, and temperatures should be in the lower 30s by sunrise. North winds 5 to 10. On Thursday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, north breeze, and high in the upper 30s. Thursday night, partly cloudy skies. It's 30 at our studios.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. No, Dom. Just me and Nate. Crudy and Nate. And you, of course. You're the most important one. And Nate, I'm going to call this one, even the losers deserve a whopper of a Wednesday edition. That's what we're hoping to give to all the fine people, not just the losers. And I don't mean you, but we will define who are the losers. Devils. And that means us. You know, me and Nate today, we're the devils. And you can be a devil. Nominate and anoint the biggest loser of 2023.
I will call them from now on losers, because that's what they are. They're losers.
And we will call them losers forevermore. You can help nominate them. The phone lines, they're toll free. They're open for you. 844-967-2789. Also, stunning news out of Titletown. The Packers have suspended one of their defensive stars for Sunday's game against the Vikings. Wow. This is a wow. Conduct detrimental to the team. And I'm talking about Jair Alexander, man. I'm talking about a defensive star here. This guy's a game changer. We missed half the year already. How does he get suspended for a play into the playoff game against a bitter division rival, go Vikings, Skol. So anyways, we'll talk about that later in the show. In fact, we're going to have our own, Civic Media's own, Packer. Packer, I guess he's Packer reporter. He's in the locker room when I last spoke to him. So we'll get the latest reaction from the team late in the Devil's Advocate show today, about 5:50 Central time. So stick around to the bitter end if you want an update from Mike Clemens, our friend. But today is about the losers.
And yes, losers. They are losers.
Losers. And I've got a few in my mind, but I would wonder, who do you think the greatest losers of 2023 are? And it's not Dom, just because he's not here. You know, you would like to nominate Dom, or at least it's crossed my mind. Let's just put it that way. But he'll be back for 2024. So let's not, you know, start him off on a surly note for the new year. No nominating Dom. But he's somewhere in the back of my mind. He's going to be in contention, let's just say. 844 877-267-2789. So where do we start? I would like to think one of the biggest losers, at least for the Republican Party, is their pro-life policies. I mean, this is not an electoral winner for the Republican Party. And of course, the Dobbs decision actually came down in June of 2022. But it changed the dynamic in 2023. Just ask Janet Protasiewicz. Just ask the Republican Party of the great state of Wisconsin. Tim Michaels, Governor Tim Michaels? Oh, no, no such creature. So I'm telling you, man, the most important issue and the biggest loser politically for the Republican Party has been the Dobbs decision. And this has not been blunted yet, certainly not here in the state of Wisconsin. So all other polling you see can be disregarded in some way, shape, or form. This is not a mere battle between two old codgers, Joe Biden and Donald Trump. This is not a battle just for the soul of the nation. It's also a battle for people to have their reproductive rights restored. Megan McArdle, she is a conservative leaning columnist over at the Washington Post. And she's got an opinion piece out today. I'd like to share big parts of this with you, our fair audience. And again, your nominees for Biggest Loser at 844-967-2789. Having lost their flexibility, pro-lifers are losing their cause. The end of the year is a time to reflect on one's mistakes. Now, McArdle, the writer of this conservative leading columnist, I mean, she's been really wrong on some topics through the years, not all at once, but she enumerates some of the many ways that she's been wrong, and I'm going to get to them in just a minute. The end of the year is a time to reflect on one's mistakes, including for a columnist, the argument she got wrong. Folks, if I ever get one wrong, I'll let you know. I am ruminating on my utter misreading of the politics of the post-Roe world. The left is counting on an abortion backlash that may never come, I wrote in May of 2022 after Justice Samuel Alito Jr.'s draft decision overturning Roe leaked to Politico. Polling suggested that most people were in what I once dubbed the muddle, favoring neither total bans nor unfettered abortion access and often conflicted about what should happen between the two polls. Of course, hardcore minorities said either end of the spectrum had clear, strong preferences. But those people were already active voters. I pointed out, the columnist here, already strongly committed to one party or the other. The rest of the public cared, but not necessarily strongly enough to affect their voting behavior. An abortion law in every state settled down to something close to the median of public opinion. I thought the issue would probably cease to exert much political force. Now, Megan McArdle goes through a string of confessions about things she's been wrong about. I won't say this is the wrongest I've ever been. That would be ridiculous, given that I supported, she did, not Crudy, the Iraq War, and thought the collapse of Lehman Brothers would instill a bracing sense of moral responsibility in the financial sector. I have a hard time saying that with a straight face. But I have not been this wrong, the columnist writes, since I decided in 2016 to go to a holiday after the election because I thought there would be little worth covering in Hillary Clinton's presidential transition. Yeah, I think you got that one wrong. I think most people did. Pro-lifers have been losing abortion referendums, even in deep red states, and abortion seems to have resulted in Republicans losing other elections, too. If you're a local Democratic official in a state that allows initiatives or referendums, and you're not doing your best to put abortion somewhere on the 2024 ballot, then you're committing political malpractice. So how did I get this one so wrong? Again, Megan McArdle asked. Introspection suggests four reasons. Well, I'll run through them. First, I was right that voter intensity on this issue mattered. But wrong about the distribution of intensity. A lot of people for whom this was a low priority as long as Roe was the law of the land, apparently became a lot more intense once Roe fell, almost all of them on the pro-choice side. Relatedly, I suspect I underestimated how many people were giving pollsters Symbolic answer, safe in the knowledge that Roe v. Wade made them moot. In abstract, many people were against abortion in all but the most sympathetic cases. But though they might not have admitted it to themselves, I bet that many of them also liked knowing that women had the option, if not for themselves, then for their wives, daughters, sisters, or girlfriends. When politicians threatened to take that option away, they voted pragmatically. Third, according to the columnist here at the Washington Post, I failed to understand just how badly legislators had drafted many of the trigger laws that banned abortion as soon as Roe fell. Operating under the shelter of Roe, politicians had also been thinking symbolically, giving pro-life groups ultra-strict laws that couldn't command support among even a majority of Republicans, with little concern for the practical details of carrying out those laws. The result has been a parade of horrifying stories as doctors refuse to provide abortions to a 10-year-old rape victim and to an adult woman whose very much wanted pregnancies had gone horribly wrong. Which brings me to the fourth reason. My prognostication failed. I underestimated how tactically inflexible the pro-life movement would be. As a member of the muddle, she considers that the middle people, I guess, somewhere between the poles on this issue, as a member of the muddle, I'm sympathetic to those that feel that every life is sacred and must be protected at all costs. But this feeling has made pro-lifers obsessed with ensuring that no doctor ever performs a single unnecessary abortion. Unfortunately, the law is too blunt an instrument for such surgical precision. If you really want to make sure that no unwarranted abortion is performed, you'll be forced to bar a lot of needed medical care. Tell doctors that face severe sanction for any abortion deemed less than perfectly necessary, and they will respond by refusing to do abortions in all but the clearest cases, which means forcing a lot of grieving women to carry non-viable pregnancies to term, possibly impairing their future fertility. Even if you can justify this policy morally, it cannot be justified politically. The personal tragedies will only turn the public against your cause. This has surprised me more than anything because pro-life activists used to be good at picking strategic battles and focusing on popular issues where they could win, such as parental consent or bans on particularly gruesome procedures. If they truly want to reduce the number of abortions, they need to return to those strategic roots. Otherwise, if I dare make another prediction, they will end up where I am now, watching pro-choice initiatives win in state after state, and wondering how they get it so wrong. This, I think, folks, Megan McArdle, this self-confession piece at the Washington Post, how'd she get it so wrong? This issue, rights, freedoms, all people want this, all voters, right and left. And they want control over their own bodies. And when someone else's religion starts dictating your personal freedoms, that's where a lot of voters in this nation start drawing a line. And I don't care what the polling says. I don't care what you think of the economy. I don't care what you think of Joe Biden or Donald Trump at this moment in history. Republicans do not have an answer for this issue. And I'm thinking blue wave 2024 coming down the pike. But today, the biggest losers, nominate him here. We'll anoint later in the show 2023's biggest loser, Dom, ineligible due to his probably unexcused absence. 844-967-2789. Winners here, but losers also welcome.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Today, we're going to anoint the loser of 2023. Usually, I don't play the Packers music. They're having so-so season. You know, my boy Jordan Love, he's really coming around, though. I'm feeling good about the Love Boat. You know, the lake's still open. We could throw her out there this weekend. But Jair Alexander, star defender for the Packer defense. And I know this isn't political, but I'm going to get to a point here. He's been suspended. Suspended for this Sunday. That is New Year's Eve? Sunday night Packer game against the Vikings. It's sort of a play into the playoffs, if you will. One of these two teams has got to win. Neither one's been great this year, but the winner probably has the inside track at the wild card. So to suspend one of your stars, why? Why would they do this? Well, here's why. And I can't believe I'm quoting a sports story from the Foxy News Digital. You can join us, and I'm going to give you a reason why. 844-967-2789. But here's the water cooler conversation. This one will have ripples throughout the NFC North and the playoffs. Packers suspend Jair Alexander over a coin toss debacle. Alexander made himself captain and then misspoke during the coin toss. The team did not anoint him the captain, apparently. Let me read from the coverage at the Foxy News. Green Bay Packers cornerback Jair Alexander joining the coin toss this past weekend might have cost him a big game. Alexander was not named a game captain before the Packers game against the Carolina Panthers on Sunday, but the Charlotte, North Carolina native invited himself to the coin toss before the game. Alexander called tails, and after the Packers won the toss, he chose to start on defense in the first half, which is not the same as deferring their choice to the second half. See how he might have screwed that up there. By choosing to play defense instead of deferring, the Panthers could have technically been allowed to receive a kickoff at the start of each half. That'd be bad. The referee clarified the rule to Alexander, so issues were avoided at the time. But the Packers announced today that they were suspending Alexander for a game due to conduct detrimental to the team. Holy schmoly, man. Here's a quote from Brian Gutekunst. The GM. The decision to suspend a player is never easy, and not one we take lightly. Unfortunately, Jair's actions prior to the game in Carolina led us to take this step. As an organization, we have an expectation that everyone puts the team first. And while we're disappointed, we've had a good conversation with Jair this morning and fully expect him to learn from this as we move forward together. We look forward to welcoming him back next week as he is a valued member of this team and will continue to be in the future. Head coach Matt LaFleur called Alexander's actions a big mistake. Here's a more complete quote from LaFleur. That's something that you review with the guys before you go out there every time about, hey, we win the toss, we're going to defer. LaFleur said after the game per ESPN, I went to the officials before the game, made sure they knew what we were going to do. We had an incident earlier this year where we had a similar situation. So we are always trying to be proactive in that approach. Alexander didn't even realize he'd done anything wrong. I said, I want our defense out there. And they all looked at me and like I was crazy, Alexander said. I'm like, I mean, it's pretty simple what I said. Like, I want the defense to be out there. They were like, you mean deferred? I'm like, yeah, I guess. Now, perhaps Alexander wanted a proper homecoming, but LaFleur made it seem like he had not been chosen as a captain for the game. It was also Alexander's first game since November 5th after dealing with a shoulder injury, and Alexander will be absent for the game on New Year's Eve against the Minnesota Vikings, but will return for the season finale when the Packers host the Bears. Ah, this one stings. This one hurts. And I got this running to deal with my buddy Dom. I must go against Detroit, and he must go against the Packers each and every week. And the personnel decisions made by the coach does not affect whether or not we can change the nature of this gentleman's agreement we have throughout the course of this year. So I'm stuck with this, with or without a solid cornerback. I mean, and we've had a pretty porous defense. I'm stuck with the Packers. Of course, I would still take the Packers, but maybe not in a, you know, in a gentleman's wagering sort of perspective. I don't know if I'd do that now. 844-967-2789. So I know they're going to be talking about this suspension at the water cooler whole rest of the week. If you're stuck working this week, that's all anyone's going to want to talk about for a couple days, I suspect. So had to bring it out there, even though I know this is a political show. But in light of Megan McArdle's earlier confessions, Nate, I'd like to make some confessions to you and the audience at home, in the car, wherever they're listening. I have also been suspended before. I confess. In fact, I've been suspended lots of times for, you know, far dumber things even than miscalling a coin toss before an NFL game. So I've been suspended from sports competition, you know, broken athletic codes, two times while a prep athlete in high school. First time, sophomore year, I was in Mrs. Duncan's typing class, and I was a baseball player at that time. I was having a good spring. I was hitting the snot out of the ball, and I thought there was an outside chance I could be the DH on the varsity squad because I was hitting the ball as well as anyone on the team that spring. Spent all winter hitting the ball in the batting cages. So, you know, I was feeling good, big kid. And I got suspended because the coach's wife, who was the typing teacher, and I don't mean on a computer. We were still using the old, you know, whiteout and typing. I was using smokeless tobacco stuff. Still a vice of mine, but this was like 1983, 84 school year or something like that. Maybe a little bit later. Sophomore year. So I was like 85. And I was guilty, and I got caught, and I got suspended. And anyways, suspended from the team for like two games, something like that, and about a week of practice. And I came back to the team, and lo and behold, I was not in competition for the varsity team anymore. I was going to be lucky to crack the starting lineup on the JV team. And that is when I became a track and field athlete. Started throwing discus. My senior year, I had a second crack at the sports suspension. I've had worse than sports suspensions. Have I been suspended from school? 6 or 7 times. Have I been suspended from work? Heck yes! And I was suspended my senior year in high school. Same offense. Smokeless tobacco. Apparently, I was using it in the weight room over the summer, and one of the assistant softball coaches or someone saw me, but didn't bring it to my attention, didn't accuse me, just somewhere over the course of the summer told the athletic director, and he came out there after practice one day, and I swear I probably still had tobacco stuck in my teeth, and I went out there and I argued with the assistant principal, and I said, you cannot suspend me. If this is about my health, why did he not try and, you know, teach me a different, better way? I was not using tobacco that you can prove, and I did not get suspended. So I talked my way out of that one. More Devils. Help me talk my way out of this show.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. On social media, Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas declared he and Secretary of State Blinken had a very productive meeting with Mexico's president on migrants coming through on their way to the U.S. border. In this country, senators resumed negotiations on border policy changes tied to military funding for Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific.
The bipartisan negotiations taking place over video conference are centered on ways to implement new curbs on asylum claims. They're not expected to result in an agreement until Congress returns to Washington after the new year.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. He was an heir to the Kohl's department and grocery store chain who went on to become owner of the NBA's Milwaukee Bucks and then U.S. Senator from Wisconsin. Herb Kohl died after what his charitable organization said was a brief illness. Herb Kohl was 88. After years of controversy, crews in Jacksonville, Florida on Wednesday removed the tribute to the Women of the Southern Confederacy monument from Springfield Park, where it's been since 1915. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former U.S. Senator and owner of the Milwaukee Bucks, Herb Kohl, has died. He was 88 years old. Kohl's death was announced Wednesday evening by the Herb Kohl Foundation. Kohl bought the Bucks in 1985 and was instrumental in keeping the Bucks in Milwaukee. Kohl also represented Wisconsin in the U.S. Senate from 1988 until 2012, when he decided not to run for re-election. Android phone users in Wisconsin can expect some of a $700 million nationwide antitrust lawsuit settlement with Google. Alexandra Sosnowski is New Hampshire's assistant attorney general.
With antitrust and this injunctive relief, the hope is that the markets will open up and there could be future competitors that enter the space.
About 100 million eligible customers in all 50 states will split the settlement. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies to stick with us here in the overnight, and temperatures should be in the lower 30s by sunrise. North winds 5 to 10. On Thursday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, north breeze, and high in the upper 30s. Thursday night, partly cloudy skies. Right now, it's 28.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The Devil's Advocates, political commentary from the back of the class.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. And even the losers deserve a whopper of a Wednesday edition right here. You're listening to it right now, and you can make your nominees. We're going to accept your nominations and eventually anoint a loser of 2023. We've done similar activities in the past, but tomorrow we're going to keep it positive. And tomorrow we're going to anoint the winners of 2023. And just so you fine folks know, you listeners out there, I did invite a few friends around this week. It's not that I purely wanted to, you know, just do this with me and Nate and No Dom and you on the phones, but, you know, we always appreciate when you join us at 844-967-2789. A lot of, you want to come on the show? Or no's. We've got a lot of or no's this week. People apparently spending time with their families. What do they do? I mean, come on, you're political junkies. You want a little bit of relevance this week. You want some of the breaking headlines and the water cooler fodder. So far, I have nominated the greatest losing issue for the GOP in 2023. Well, it's the Dobbs decision. It's the stripping women of their reproductive rights. We've also talked about the suspension of Packer star Jair Alexander. Going to affect our playoff contention, perhaps. This Sunday night, New Year's Eve, playing against the Vikings. Check your local listings. But that game will play out on WRJN in Racine, Kenosha, the Big Q 98.3 FM in Park Falls, and WRCO, our flagship in southwestern Wisconsin. Going to have our Packer Viking coverage this Sunday night, 7:20 kickoff, I believe. No Jair Alexander. But nominate your losers of the year, 844-967-2789. Going to the phones. Hoosier Bob. Welcome, Hoosier. What do you got for us, man?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing good, sir.
I have a nominee.
Bring it.
The loser of the year. Pillow Mike.
Oh, Mike Lindell.
Yeah.
I mean, but you give me your rationale why Pillow Mike.
I've never seen anybody beat this hard and keep going back to the master that's kicking him.
Well, who do you think's kicking him? Isn't this mostly self-harm? Isn't Mike Lindell, I mean, he took an otherwise apparently vibrant Bad Pillow company and pretty much threw it in the toilet in support of a different guy and his voter fraud stuff. But, at least he's loyal.
He's renting out half of his factories. He's letting employees buy their sewing machines. He just got hit with a $5 million fine. I mean, this is just, I can't explain it.
Well, who's your Bob? Here's what I would say. I'm going to take your My Pillow Mike Lindell and raise you a Rudy Giuliani. If Lindell's a loser, what's that make Rudy? He's down $500 million.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think then we have to start doing chemical tests on both of them.
What are we testing for? But,
any and everything. Like, pee in this bottle will get back to you.
Well, Hoosier Bob, you know, perhaps if they are convicted of some sort of crime, and I only speak from my own personal experience, you know, as part of your term of your sentencing, you could be sentenced, you know, no alcohol, no drugs. I mean, guy like Rudy, that could break the man. I don't know. He's going to need more than 12 steps. 844-967-2789. Lou from Cudahy. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's, Lou. What do you got for us?
Well, I think the losers in my book are the Supreme Court justices in the Colorado Supreme Court. Here we're punishing somebody by keeping him off the ballot, beating him up, even before he's convicted. That is politics and judicial system, Soviet style, and it's also what we call the collapse, the disenfranchisement of boatloads of people from voting and a collapse of the judicial system.
Well, let me ask you though, Lou, my understanding is the Colorado state constitution has specific provision. So this is different. Like the Michigan Supreme Court today ruled for your boy, ruled for Trump. He can stay on the ballot, at least for now. Good. There's no conviction. And if you listen, I think it was like a week ago, I think we might play this show again on New Year's Day. I actually argued for the point of view you make, Lou, which is we should not exclude Trump from any ballot unless and until there is a conviction. So, you know, strangely, Lou, I kind of agree with your point on this. What's that?
You're talking about due process, right? And I have a comment.
Well, but the due process, according to Colorado's constitution, they have the right to set their own process. And I think it is going to bring the U.S. Supreme Court in, because when you have disparity between the states, right? Michigan says one thing, Minnesota says another. I believe it was the state of Missouri that said a third thing. And then Colorado's got their own answer. Well, when there is no process set up by the U.S. Constitution, you know, what is it? 14th Amendment, Article 3, doesn't say who gets to be the arbiter of whether or not you get to stay on the ballot or not. And in Michigan, they say it's not our choice to make. And in Colorado, they claim that their constitution gives them that right. Don't we believe in states' rights, Lou?
States' rights? Well, here's what I see. We see Soviet-style judiciary pounding somebody. You know, it's the collapse of the judicial system in front of our eyes. Hey, Dom, are you there?
No, Dom's not here. Dom's probably in Detroit, but God only knows.
No, I know he's desperate for inclusion, so he's probably listening to the show right now. You know what I'm going to do, Dom? I've done this. I'll tell you, Kurt.
Okay.
I and my friends are going to monetize Dom shouting down people, and we're doing it this way. My friends and I get to guess how many seconds or minutes it takes before Dom shouts down people so they can't speak because he knows he can't win the argument and refuses to debate. So I'm going to make money on it. I'm going to capitalize on him.
You do so, man. Setting over under. I try to capitalize on him almost every single Detroit game.
Carpe diem.
Seize the day, sir. Seize the day, Lou. Buddy, I got a question for you before I let you go, though. You have, okay. Was your nominee for the Biggest Loser was what? The Colorado Supreme Court, because they said no Trump. That was your nominee?
Yeah. They said, right. That's it.
Okay, Lou. Well, I appreciate it, man. We'll keep you in mind. And
it's
we'll...
always good.
Go ahead.
It's always good, Curdy, to talk to you on uncircumcised Philistines, because every time I do, I learn something new.
Uncircumcised Philistines? I don't even know what you're accusing me of, Lou.
Well, we know that at least a portion of you is uncircumcised because you have children. You breed. So does Dom. So that's our unfortunate, not best interest.
Back at you, Lou.
Philistines.
Back at you.
That phrase.
Lou, don't make me smite you down with the jawbone of an ass, man. Happy New Year all the same. 844-967-2789. You don't have to love us. You just got to listen. Jake from Milwaukee. You know you love us, though. Lou even loves us. Jake, how you doing, man? Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Good. Good. I kind of have it's kind of like a two-for-one, but you can decide what you will. But I think every supporter of the Republicans that have ruled with an iron fist in the state, in the legislature, are going to be the biggest losers with Robin Voss. Because suddenly, out of nowhere, they're going to actually have to, like, deal with people and not just tell us that this is what you're going to do because we're pissed off old white guys and we listen to, you know, talk radio all day from the conservative and they tell us what to do. You know, and I think they're going to be the biggest losers because you think they're crying now. Just wait until next year. They will be whining so hard, you will have to probably stop them from calling every 5 minutes.
Jake, are you predicting then new maps and the perhaps displacement of Speaker Robin Voss as the Speaker of the Assembly?
Yeah, that weaselly, no good weasel guy. Yeah, definitely. I'm thinking that there is going to be, legislatively, it's the margins are going to be really close on either side, and they'll be forced to work together. And with Evers in there, I think there's going to be a couple Republicans in both houses that are going to be more moderate and be pulled away so they don't have to worry about maggots, you know, primarying them. So I think there's going to be a complete sea change, and it's going to be relatively quick. So legislatively, by the end of next year, we're going to see a lot of changes.
Well, Jake, from your lips to God's ears, as they say, appreciate you listening, man. 844-967-2789. Color me skeptical, though. Jake, I don't think, unless through some sort of wave election, and that could theoretically be possible. I mean, if Donald Trump is the Republican nominee, the guy's convicted of a couple of crimes, maybe excluded from a couple of ballots, who knows? Crazier things could happen, right, Lou? And if Donald Trump is your nominee, we already know the math from the last time around. Why? Because U.S. Senator Ron Johnson actually said it out loud. We had 51,000 less votes for Donald Trump than legislative Republicans in the state of Wisconsin. That's a lot of people not voting down, at the top of a ticket. Well, if it's Donald Trump again, and he's convicted, I mean, I think he's going to win the nomination. He's up 40 in the polling. He's going to win the nomination. But I cannot imagine, I can't think of a theoretical way where this man, with the current political environment, wins a general election post-conviction. 844-967-2789. But Robin Voss, he was actually one of the big winners of 2023. Could be a big loser in 2024, I'm hoping. Jeannie from Eau Claire, always great to hear from you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, Jeannie.
Well, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you, too. But can I, in case I don't call in tomorrow, somehow so I can't listen, you know who the greatest winners are? Can I say that first?
Sure.
And that is all of us in Wisconsin, because we have you guys, the greatest gift of all to our state. And the greatest win we got is you guys. So I just want you to remember that, because you are greatly appreciated and have done such wonderful things and worked so hard to get us truth in our area here. And I just want to thank you so much. Now for the loser.
Uh-oh, I hope I'm also not nominated in this category, but please.
No.
I like the nice things you said. What? Who's the loser, Jeannie?
Well, the losers are those who continue to listen to right-wing radio. Because, you know, I followed this for years. You know, I've been listening to you guys for years, and you were like a breath of fresh air, because I was finding all the information, searching by myself on the other side of the state, you know, of what was going on at our capital, because it's never reported on our side of the state. Didn't know half of the things going on, and you guys kept the information flowing, and it was all honest and truth. And anyway, the people that continue to listen to those, I'm sorry to say, evangelical, I am a Christian, but I don't, that's not what I learned in Sunday school or taught Sunday school and Bible school. You know, they're listening to the lies, deception, and false information. It makes me, you know, really sad. And, you know, how they keep repeating the lies and the fraud, that when they get the truth, they're going to be so heartbroken or angry, you know, but it won't be at Democrats. It will be at those that have, you know, put us all in danger and, you know, and deception and that type of thing. So, yeah, I think that the Republicans will be the losers once they get woke. I hate to use that word, but it is. You know, if you're not woke, you're hiding underneath your bed or got your head underneath the covers, and they're not woke. Thank you. You have a good day tonight, okay?
Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you for listening and all your kind words. Be like Jeannie. Suck up to the devil's advocates right here at 844-967-2789. Or, as an alternative, nominate your loser of the year 2023. I'm a loser, baby.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Just a couple of shows left this year. Today is for the losers. You know who they are. Some are being nominated. Eventually, one will be anointed Loser of the Year 2023. That will happen later in this big show. Also, the water cooler talk will be Jair Alexander, Packer star, been suspended for declaring himself the captain and nearly blowing the coin flip before the Carolina game. And he will be suspended on New Year's Eve against the Vikings. This is a playoff play-in game for the Packers, man. What are you doing? I may have a few ruples on that game. 844-967-2789. More importantly, your losers of the year. We take your nominations here. Toll-free, text or call. I prefer the callers, though. PT from Portland. Living on the leftist coast now, PT. How you been, buddy? Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Good. Hey, same to you, crew. Can you hear me okay?
I can, sir.
Good. So, in my honest opinion, the biggest loser in so many ways was Dan Kelly. You know,
you can't spell Kelly without two L's.
Oh, my God. He got his ass kicked, and then he stood up there with Rebecca Bradley and just was the biggest sourpuss in the world. I couldn't believe it, you know? And then the biggest winners, of course, are Janet Protasiewicz, and yeah, said it right, and democracy in Wisconsin, I would say.
Well, I would hope so, PT. We will see eventually, but I already like the nature of this map ruling. I think it's the right answer, and I think the narrow scope of the ruling, PT, and sorry, buddy, your phone's kind of loud. I'm gonna shut you off, but doesn't mean I don't love you, PT, living out on the leftist coast these days. But the ruling in the maps gives me hope for a new year in democracy, small d democracy. I mean, hell, I'm going on a For the Love of Democracy tour. I wouldn't do that if I was depressed, sitting at home in my bed thinking, oh, God, it's going to be terrible. It's not. We're going to win. I hope. 844-967-2789. See who wins. Biggest loser of 2023. Bill from Grant County. Welcome to the show, sir. You got a nominee or two?
I say I got a nominee. I think the people that believe in this green energy are the big losers. Look at these electric vehicles. They're sitting on these lots for 18 months, and they're not moving. They're writing letters to the manufacturers saying, hey, stop it. We don't want more of these. People aren't buying them. That's the big losers, are the people that want these electric vehicles, and they are the losers.
Why would they be a loser for – let me just ask a couple of questions, Bill, just so I understand your logic, if I could. Gasoline spiked up to what? Close to $4 a gallon, man. I got sick of paying for it. Electric cars don't require gas at all in many cases. Isn't that a good thing, Bill? Potentially not having to get bent over at the gas pump?
What generates the energy to feed the electricity for these electric vehicles?
Well, theoretically, it could be a solar panel on my roof, couldn't it, Bill?
No.
Why not? They don't work.
Because when
the space station, literally the space station has been fully operational for over 20 years, powered by nothing but solar cells.
Okay, listen here. In 2021, Congress set aside $7.5 billion for electric vehicle chargers to be built across the country. But
yes.
In the past 2 years, not one has been built.
That's my understanding. And now I understand Wisconsin Republicans are even getting on board because, you know, some people do want the EVs, Bill. It's okay if you don't. I still got a gas guzzler. I still got a couple of them. But my next vehicle will be an electrical vehicle. It's time, Bill. It's time, man. You know, whether we think we're going to be here to see what comes, there's going to be a Noah-like flood if we keep turning up the temperature, sir. We're going to melt all the icebergs.
That's a crock, too. It's time to get the, you got to get the cart before the horse here.
And what's the cart,
That's
Bill?
That's what they got with these. The cart is before the horse with these electric vehicles. They don't work. People don't.
You know, Dom
want them.
Drives an electric vehicle.
Don't you understand?
Well, Dom drives one and he can plug it in at his house. He can overnight charge. He's got a Jeep. It's an American made product. It's rugged. It's a Jeep Wrangler. We got it from Cousin Joe. He got his. I got mine. And his is electric, sir. And he can plug it in just to the house. And
well, when yours catches on fire, have a good time putting it out.
Bill, I tell you what, my friend, don't buy an electric car. But why would you hate on others that might choose to make that choice?
Don't accuse me of hate. I don't hate on nobody.
Well,
I just think it's they're the losers. That's how this conversation started. The green movement is a losing proposition.
Bill, I appreciate you listening. 844-967-2789. If you agree with Bill, let us know. 844-967-2789. Chris from Rice Lake. Welcome, Chris. What do you got for us?
Wow, I don't know how to follow up with that.
Don't even try it, Chris. Just go your own way.
I'm not gonna. All right, I'm not gonna. Yeah, I didn't know if this has been mentioned or not, but I think personally, and I think everybody will agree with me, the biggest loser this year is Kevin McCarthy.
Oh, he was on my list. Absolutely. He is one of the biggest losers. I mean, didn't he claim I never quit? And he literally quit. Well,
I know.
He was pushed out. He didn't want to leave. They got rid of him. You know, I know some other people like that.
And then he had to lie to get out. I mean, it's ridiculous. He is the biggest loser of 2023. Anybody that lets Matt Gaetz beat you, you're a loser. I'm sorry.
Yeah, when you've been beaten at a game of intellectual chess by that Florida man, Matt Gaetz, you're right, Chris. Kevin McCarthy probably deserves nomination, and if not, anointment. He'll be near the top of the list. Chris, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you, man. Thanks for listening.
Happy New Year.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Got another happy hour full of your phone calls. We are taking your nominations. Eventually, we will anoint the biggest loser of 2023. And also, we're going to catch up with our Packer reporter, Mike Clemens. The latest from the Packers, from the locker room, the reaction to the suspension of Jaire Alexander. Not going to be played against the Vikings Sunday night. I don't like that at all. Biggest losers. Kevin McCarthy, I've got him. Over at Salon.com, they've got a whole article. They've started doing 5 days worth of the biggest losers. I think Kevin McCarthy was the first one featured. We'll touch on Kevin and your phone calls. Come on back. 844-967-2789.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.